Yeah, it was a great start. It was a great win from the lads. It's what we needed. And we need to go on this run now. Obviously, we've got the cup game next week. But we would have liked to keep carrying on in the league now with the 3 points that we got today. But obviously, we just want to keep this run going now.
A bit of frustrating time for you. You haven't been starting too many matches recently. How frustrating has that been for you?
Yeah, it's football, isn't it? You're in, you're out. It's why you've got a squad of good players and you fight for places.
Up front with Craig McHale-Smith today, they seem to be that sort of that old understanding was there. You played together really well this afternoon.
Yeah, it was good. I really enjoyed it today. Obviously, it's a new year, so you never know. A new start again. But we've done really well today and long may it continue.
What is it about playing up front with Craig that you enjoy?
It's just being so close to him and just linking up well like we did today. I wouldn't necessarily say I was up front. It was just exactly the same, but maybe I got a bit closer to him today, which helped him out, which was good.
It's been a frustrating run for the Albion, just 3 points in December. You know, before the match, the manager was saying he wanted players to stand up. You know, it was time for more players to make a contribution to the team.
Yeah, I agree with it. We all need to stand up to the mark, and we all need to get points on the board, and if we want to be in amongst like the rest of the teams around us. And lucky enough, we've done that today.
And was that a feeling, did the manager need to say anything today? Was there a bit of motivation from within the squad today that you wanted to set the record straight?
He didn't really need to say anything, but obviously he said it and we've gone out there and got the 3 points for him.
Results of the Championship again today all over the place. Yeah. I mean, I saw the players looking at the results. It's just a strange league, actually.
Like we always say, whenever we do these sort of media stuff, it's a funny old league and anyone can beat anyone on their day and... And like you see today with the rest of the scores.
And in terms of yourself, what do you need to do now to make sure you know that starting place is yours on this coming Saturday and for as many matches as you can for the rest of the season?
Keep working hard and training and see who the Cuffer picks and see what team he decides to put out.
So much talk, of course, around January in terms of speculation of players coming in and out. Is that distracting for players in the squad?
No, not necessarily. You just get on with your job until something maybe happened with one of your lads or one of your teammates or anything, really.
So, looking forward to the rest of the season and, you know, realistically, what's the feeling in the dressing room going into the new year? What can the Albion achieve this season?
Well, like we've set out from the start, we want to be promoted, and if we can do that, it'd be a fantastic achievement. But first of all, is we want to be in the playoffs and in amongst it, and you never know. You go on a couple of runs in this league, and you're back up there. It's mental.